Hi, we're comparing insurance.
TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza, as we do each and every Wednesday. Kind of a different show that we're going to attempt to do today. A, Matt still in Brazil. He'll be checking in towards the bottom of the hour. Couple interviews, chats that we did at International Fight Week back in Las Vegas. We're going to run some of those. Curtis Razor Blades will be on via the taped version. Daniel Rodriguez will be on. We will not have Sean Strickland on, as FCC will not allow that chat to come on. Jason Knight, as always, last night's winner. Don't want to say shocking, but when you're down 7-0, and it's the final fight of round number one, and Rico DeShulo pulls out the victory to give Conor McGregor at least one fighter in the next round. Rico will be on. Also, from the taped ones that we did during International Fight Week, Randy Brown will be on, and Drew Dober. So we're going to run four of, I think we did about 12 or 13 of these on Friday and Saturday of International Fight Week. So we're going to run a couple of those today. Then we have a legend. And anybody and everybody that's ever listened to this show knows where I stand with the word legend, iconic. All of you young bucks probably are not going to know much about Bob Eubanks, but from my generation and before, very popular TV show, The Newlywed Game, then went on to host Card Sharks, which has been brought back, I think about a year or two ago it's been brought back. When I did my very short research, Bob Eubanks did a great deal. Former radio host, promoted and produced country music as well as the Beatles. He was involved in the 3 years the Beatles toured the U.S. of A. So Bob Eubanks will be kicking off hour number two. Looking forward to that. World Cup is about ready to kick off, and I'm torn. I really don't want to watch for obvious reasons, again, if you've ever listened to the show, because she's still on the team. But I really want to watch the young Rodman, Dennis Rodman's daughter, phenomenal. I watched bits and pieces of a match that she was in not too long ago, scored both goals, so I'm intrigued, you know, to watch her, but I can't watch the other one, so I don't know how we'll block out one so that I can see the other. It might be a tad difficult. Football getting ready to kick off. I think rookies are reporting as we speak for some teams. Hopefully I'll be out there next week, and then we've got the Hall of Fame coming up the week after. So a lot of NFL news, pro football news, getting ready to kick off. Barkley and the Giants did not get a deal done, so he is going to hold out. We'll talk about that a little bit over the next couple hours. Want to get to the bottom of it. And my biggest thing about the story that I want to talk about real quickly before we hit our first break and then run our first, which will be Curtis Blades. I kind of have a problem. If somebody, I want anybody to come out, speak out if something is wrong. And I'm going to talk about for the next couple seconds the Northwestern football team, the hazing that was going on up there. Head coach has since been fired. An anonymous source. I hate anonymous source. If you're going to say it, say it. Again, you know I say it. I've called out people. Some happen to even be friends. Some happen to be former friends, because once you come out and say things. But unnamed source, I mean, if you're going to say something, stand behind it. That's my thinking. That's my belief. Yes, you're going to get some hate, but that's part of life. But I do want to get down to the bottom of it. There is a big difference between hazing slash next stage bullying, next stage slash even worse than bullying. Hazing's one thing, and to be honest, I'm okay with some form of hazing. We've all been hazed for some reason or another. I've been hazed numerous times. You get hazed in the military. You get hazed when you join certain organizations or fraternities or sororities or whatever. I will say the scaredest I've ever been in my life is when I did go through, basically it was hazing. You had to do some things, and it was hazing and blindfolded and pretty nervous, but it's all part of the game. Taking hazing to bullying and to sexual stuff, on and on and on, you know, there needs to be more than just slapped wrists, more than just fired head coaches. People know. You can prove people know. You can prove people knew, and things need to be done, you know, to those people. I stand by that. I will continue standing by that. And, you know, if you don't handle this, if you don't treat people how they needed to be treated for doing these things, then what's going on in this world is going to continue. And something similar just happened, shockingly, I believe it was in New York. Somebody defended themselves, got jumped, ended up killing the guy. He's now been arrested. He's out on bond. You give an inch, then it's 15 inches, then it's 3 feet, then it's a mile. Things need to be done. And if it hasn't been done yet, let's start with the situation that just happened at Northwestern. And we're saying football. It could be more. It probably is. Again, fine line. Let's determine if what has been reported by the anonymous source, then that's more than just hazing, and we definitely need to get to the bottom of it. Over the next 3 hours, we will have not one, but as we always do, two of the participants in this season, season 31 of The Ultimate Fighter. Rico DeSolo will be coming up. I believe it's the third hour, and towards the end of the first hour, Jason Knight, who we know who he's going to be fighting. We don't know all of the matchups, but it was announced who Austin Hubbard and Roberts are fighting. So two fights three, obviously one fights four. We'll get Jason's thoughts on that leading up to and only talking about up through last night's episode. Obviously, we will not go into anything, you know, more than that. Don't want to get them in trouble. Don't want to get me in trouble, even more importantly. So that's pretty much what we're going to do over the next couple hours. If you watched last night's Ultimate Fighter and the fight itself and the story of Rico DeSolo, kind of interesting, kind of cool, have a little mutual ties. He has some Boston background, as that's where he's from. He was talking about Boston fighting in the streets, so I'll tell him the story that I have told on the air, the first thing I noticed, I saw when I went to Boston as my first duty station. So a whole lot of things to get to. We're going to hit this break. When we come back, we will start with the first taped interview from International Fight Week, and that is Curtis Blaydes. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up MMA.
Hey, everybody. Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel from blank. Am I supposed to say from blank? No. And you're talking sports. Your is supposed to be spelled Y-O-U apostrophe R-E with an illiterate man, Randy Harris.
All right, we are back broadcasting live all day today at the UFC Fan Expo. I saw Curtis Razor Blades walking through here, and I had to run over to him. Every once in a while, there's like a storyline. As Curtis, I'm sure you remember, a couple years ago, let's see, it would have been one, two, like three years ago, I think. Super Bowl in Miami, might even have been four. Radio Row there, which is, to me, the biggest spectacle there is. Compare it. I can't believe how big this is getting. I love this.
Oh, yeah, this is my first time doing this, like, international Fight Week, like, scrum interview thing. This is very reminiscent of the Miami thing, and you don't realize how many outlets there are that cover MMA until you do these things. Oh yeah, I love it. It's obviously, it helps the sport, more people hear about it, a lot more avenues. It's all good.
You know, I love it, being that, you know, I go back to UFC 1, and, you know, Dana has said, you know, back in the day, there's three media people. It was me and two other people, and as I was trying to get MMA, and I was trying to get the UFC, you know, more fans, and, you know, give it a shot, and, you know, it was the cockfighting, and you know, people would say stuff before they'd ever watch it.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember I got in arguments with Bert Sugar, a big boxing guy, Michael Wilbon on ESPN, who said he didn't like MMA, and I said, have you ever watched it? And he said, no. How can you not like? I don't care if you like it or not. But
you gotta give it a shot.
Give it a shot. Yeah. And seeing this and seeing how far, and there's still a long way, I think, to go.
Yeah.
You know, to get up to the number two or the number three or whatever. But yeah, I absolutely love what this is doing.
Yeah. You know, with this expo being the biggest one that's ever happened, and you having been here seasoned, fought at the very highest level for as long as you have, do you kind of get inspired by, you know, you were here. You know, was it 2016? Am I right in saying about 2016 when you had your first fight? So about 2016, if you think in over that kind of 7-year period that you've been with this organization, it's grown and it's now on ESPN, and now you're getting it on apps on your phone, and there's billboards everywhere, and it's always, it must be very inspiring to have been a part of that journey, which this is going to live on. This is going to live on forever, being in this period of time when it literally goes from a sport that you can struggle to see, where now it's big pay-per-views and big things. What does this mean to be a part of it?
This is like, I'm in the same position that a lot of NFL players were in, like in the 80s, when it was like, it was touching where it's about to be the next big thing. That's where I feel like we are. Like, we need like another 10 years, and I think we'll be on ESPN all the time. We'll be talked about podcast all the time. I think people as a society, they're getting past the violence of it, sure, and just appreciating the skill, because there's obviously a lot of skill involved. It's not just two dudes smacking each other up. There's strategies and stuff.
For sure. You know, and some people don't realize, a good friend of mine, Otto Graham, you probably don't know.
The Browns,
the quarterback, highest paid player in the NFL 2 years in a row, $40,000.
That's a long time ago.
Right,
a long, long time
ago. And I used to say to Otto, it's like, can you imagine, you know, he was for a long time considered the greatest quarterback of all time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, by his accent, you know Jimmy's not from the United States. He's not from the
United States. We like butch sports with no pants. Right.
and it just evolved. So I said to Otto, I said, could you imagine what you'd be worth today? And he goes, $40,000 in the 40s. Was $1 million.
Sure.
He owned a golf course and stuff. But yeah, as it grows, everything grows. So that's how I kind of correlate
it. It helps everybody. It's like snowball. Snowball effect. Uh-huh. Like, the more you talk about it, the more people are interested in watching it, the more they spend on it, the bigger we get, the more you talk about it. It just keeps going and keeps going. Yeah, so it's all good.
When the Tampa Bay Lightning came to Tampa, Phil Esposito was the president. The hockey team. And he said, I don't expect many people, even though Florida, as you probably know, nobody's from Florida. Everybody moves from the north in the northeast and the snow. And so he said, I don't expect you to be a Tampa Bay Lightning fan. You're a hockey fan.
Yeah.
Come watch this club. And eventually, you will become a Tampa Bay Lightning fan.
That's how it starts.
Right, and that's the same here. You know, we started with 1 to 10, now millions and millions of fans.
Yeah. So listen, there's behind, for those of us, those people that are not going to be watching this on YouTube, and going to be hearing it sort of on the radio, behind Curtis, there's lines and lines and lines of people waiting to meet their favorite fighters and their heroes and whatnot. When you were starting out in this sport, and obviously wrestling and all the things that you did prior, who were the fighters that you inspired, that were not necessarily that you queued up to see kind of thing, but the ones that you would, the ones that kind of go, that you watched and you went, I can do this. I can be elite at this.
The biggest one was when I was in high school, my senior year of high school, 09, Velasquez, he had the belt. Yeah. And all I knew about him was he wrestled at ASU. I was like, I wanted to go wrestle at ASU. I was like, oh, I can use our wrestling the same way he is, because I noticed early on a lot of heavyweights don't know how to wrestle.
Yeah.
And he was the biggest one that inspired me to think I could do this.
I love it.
What's next for you? When do you want to?
I might not have one until after Halloween, but I know I'm going to get another fight in before the year's out.
When you don't know when you're going to fight, you know, I know you've trained and you continue to train, but how do you stay motivated to stay in shape and be ready when you don't have something?
It's easy. I don't know why do guys, like, if you're a professional fighter, why would you not be in the gym? I work out every day, and I know some days it's harder than other days. Some days it's just like light drills, and other days it's hard. But you got to do something every day. That's my mindset. Every day I'm going to do something.
Curtis and I have something in common. Curtis goes to the gym every day, and I drive by the gym every day.
That's a start. You're halfway there.
It's still a start. But this is the division that you're in has exploded with like this. I mean, there's literally 8 to 10, maybe even 12. Guys in there that can, on any given day, can give each other major problems. How do you is there anyone that you've never fought that you think, I really want my chance in the ring with this guy that's working right now, that's out there right now? Is there anyone that you haven't fought that you think, I fancy that again? Or would you fancy things like the Tom Aspinall fight again, you know, and obviously with the way that ended and all that kind of stuff, is that something that you would entertain?
For me, this is just about money for me. I don't really like, I want to fight that guy. I want to prove that. I don't want to be rude. I don't care what fans say. Like, he's better than you. He's better than you. That, I don't care about that. I'm here for money. So I will fight anybody. I'll fight number 8, number 5, unranked.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I just, obviously, you give me a guy who's unranked, It's a lot easier.
Sure.
So,
sure.
But
makes more sense.
I don't care.
All right. So let me ask you this. I told another fighter this earlier. Marcus Jones, he fought at UFC 100. He played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he used to always tell me, I don't like football. I'm just really good at it, and I make a lot of money.
That's where I am. I don't like getting hit in the face. Right. I'm not one of those guys like, I would fight in the backyard if it was nobody there. No, I'm not. I know that's what fans, they want to hear. Like, I eat, breathe, bleed, fight. No.
I think what people forget is that there's a whole life after fighting.
Yeah.
And you want to be as wealthy as possible.
And I don't want to have CTE. Sure.
Yeah, all of those things. And that,
I've always been big on, say what you mean and mean what you say. And like, they're the things that kind of drive me crazy. I'm willing to die. No, you're not. You may die, but not willing to do it.
That's what the fans want to hear. And I hate that we've been promoting this, like, ideology, like, we are Roman Colosseum warriors and we will fight to. No, we're not.
I love you so much.
It's just real.
It's real, and that's what we want.
Because the thing is, when the sport was evolving, the problem that people had with it was that it was mindless violence.
Yeah.
And it's so disrespectful to the people that have honed their skills over many, many decades in some cases. And so to try and push that and going, hey, do you want to go in there and just have a war? Not really. I'd rather knock him out in 30 seconds and pick up my money and go home. No problem.
And I'm going to take it. I'll jump in real quick because that word offends me. And I don't know if I told you.
War? Want a war. I never want a war.
Hold on 1 second, though. As a veteran, and I know that I'm stupid and blah, 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 blah. War is war.
War, yeah.
You're in a fist fight. I understand.
Not the same.
There's no bullets coming. There's no hand grenades.
I'm not going to die. I'm going home. Exactly. I know I'm going home.
Exactly. Yeah. So we always say on the show, it's not a war. I mean, battle. I'm okay maybe with a battle. A competition.
Even a battle. I don't want a battle. I don't want a battle.
Yeah, that's why you want that lower rank. Get in, get out, get your paycheck, and go home.
Hey, whatever. But when it comes to, like, a lot of fans, they don't like how I rely on my wrestling. They don't understand, even though I've explained it. That's what's going to preserve my head. This is heavyweight. They want to see us stand in the middle and just swing at each other like we're lightweights. Right. We can't do that. We're not going to have 4, 5, 6 of those mate. That's not happening. A heavyweight, it takes one. So the more I grapple, the less I'm going to get hit in the face.
For sure. I mean, I don't want to necessarily see that at lightweight. Look at Clay Guida. I'm the unofficial president of his fan club. It's a joke we've had going.
I love Clay. Yeah.
You can't fight like Clay, and continue.
Not a heavyweight.
So when you're saying that you don't necessarily live and breathe it, it's just something you're just exceptionally good at. Saturday night, will you sit down and watch the card, or will you maybe catch fights and stuff?
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be honest. A lot of the times I'm home, a lot of my buddies, Sanhagen, Magny, Gaethje, they'll hit me up like, hey, you want to come watch the fights? Like, nah, I'm at home already. I don't want to leave the house.
Yeah.
I'm already home. I'm smoking. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll stay at home. So.
Do you have a prediction for the main event, Yair and Volk?
I mean, you kind of have to go with Okunowski, but he hasn't shown us any holes. Like, I have to say that Yair has major holes, but I can see a small hole.
Yeah.
The grappling, that's a small hole. Okunowski doesn't have any holes, so I'm gonna go with Volk.
Good stuff. Well, enjoy the rest of the week. We're going to get some information, address and such. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong, as well as a package from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate the time. Let's not wait until the Super Bowl Radio Row to talk again.
Yeah, you guys can hit me up, Instagram or whatever. Yeah, I do interviews all the time. That's the only thing I do besides working out is I do interviews at home.
We'll definitely set that up. All right, let's go ahead and break.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070. Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat. The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. And they have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Winnie the Pooh, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Freeze frame!
Little Winnie the Pooh action right there. Matthew, now online with us from where in Brazil are you?
I'm in a city called Victoria.
And
It's a coastal city, very similar to St. Pete, Tampa. It's two cities connected by a bridge on the ocean. And one side's more industrial and the other side's more residential. And really the same kind of life, you know, going back and forth. You really wouldn't know you're in either one until someone spoke to you and you didn't understand the language.
And then the answer to the question is? You know, the internet? I mean...
Oh, no. Am I not connected again?
No, you're fine.
A can and a string.
You're fine. Yeah, let's turn Steve off. He tried to be funny, and it didn't work.
Oh, yeah, Steve. Why would you do that? Steve, leave the comedy to the professionals, okay?
Like Russell Peters.
And myself.
How come you didn't respond to the photo that was put up?
Oh, the blurry photo of some guy like hitting a bag?
The blurry photo of some guy that was hitting the back.
Yeah. Like, who is that guy?
Exactly.
I don't even feel like I need a training camp for that guy. Like, what was that, Lamar Odom?
Beautiful. That was exactly the purpose of it.
Oh, good. I don't even think I'm going to do a fight camp. Just tell me when to show up.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
Did get back on the mats down here this week. Got back into the jiu-jitsu role. I almost miss it. it was very humbling to be on the mats with the black belt. And, you know, so I got to get ready for David Vieira, apparently.
Yeah, David and I talked about it. I said it's never going to happen.
Yeah, you can't take that risk to lose. I don't want him to lose.
You can't take that risk of changing your name.
Oh, I can. I got a great name picked out. It's even better than the one I got now.
That's the whole thing. You don't get to pick the name. I've already selected it.
You don't get to pick the nickname. You just get to pick the name, like the official legal name.
Right. Right. I am picking the original official name that you will legally change your name to for 2.5 years.
All right. I'm ready. I'm down.
You know you ain't doing it.
I'm doing it. I'm not backing out of this. I'm not backing out at all.
And your wife is okay with you legally changing your name.
Well, yeah, because then we can get appear on the newlywed game, and we can go on as newlyweds. If I have a new name, we have to legally get married again, and then Bob Eubanks can put us on the show, and we can talk about our new marriage.
No, that's you don't get remarried just because you change your name. You're still married to the same clown.
No, you'd have a new name, a new identity. You'd have to have a new social, wouldn't you?
No. No.
Really?
No.
Oh, so you're still. I thought that's why allegedly Caitlyn Jenner changed her name legally, or sex, gender, because the lawsuit from the car wreck and when someone passed away. I thought that was the whole point, to get rid of like that old social, that old identity, and you start a brand new one.
Okay. First of all, we all make stuff up as we go. We don't really know what we're talking about. B, believe that car accident was during her transition. So all of that was already in the process when he hit the car.
Well, Ocho Cinco, I mean, he changed his name to, Chad Johnson changed it. A lot of guys, Snoop Dogg changed it to Snoop Lion. Right. So I don't know if that's for tax advantages or tax breaks or just like liability purposes from lawsuits or liabilities. No. So I'm not sure what the strategy is there.
I think it's just because they changed the name. I don't think that gets you out of anything. The symbol formerly known as Prince. When he went by
I think that was for his music license, right? Like the licensing of his music.
Right. And he wasn't going to use the name and promote and whatever. So it doesn't change anything. I would imagine that it's kind of like formerly known as. Again, I'm just making this crap up as I go as well. But I would imagine when you legally change your name, you're not... The Social Security is to that person. Doesn't matter what the name is, or the sex is, or what planet you're from. So, yeah, that's not going to get you, out of anything. But ironically, I was with David over the weekend. Was it over the weekend? Yeah, last Saturday.
Yeah, you guys went scalloping out there in the ocean waters and...
Correct.
How was it?
Honestly, for somebody that's as boring as I am and I don't like to do anything, I loved it. It was awesome. I could scallop. I could, look for shark's teeth. I could look for anything all day. Then they took us to the sandbar that was about 5 miles off the coast. And there was, I don't want to exaggerate, 50 boats that were all on this sandbar, and they're all just chilling. I was there 3 minutes and I was ready to go.
That beer can island lifestyle is a crazy one.
Well, and it's just not for me. I've always said that I don't understand why people go to the beach to sweat, to do absolutely nothing. I can do something as long as, volleyball, like I said, shark teeth looking, scalloping. I swam around looking for scallops for an hour, which I could do that all day. I'm doing something. And it was really cool. Saw a lot of fish, which was neat. Grabbed it. My first scallop was a little interesting. I didn't expect it to move.
Okay. Yeah.
They swim away. They don't really snip at you. What they do is, if you've never done it, is they close the shell. And so that kind of pinches you a little. It was cool. I literally could do it, would do it, will do it every day for the rest of my life.
Wow. You liked it that much?
Well, I need somebody to A, have a boat, B, take me where they are. I also obviously need to learn how to take them out of the shell because I did them wrong. I had a complete cooler full of them. Most of it, and Joe Marquardt gave me crap, 98% of them were gotten by his nephew. I don't know how to, so I was like opening the shell, breaking it in half. So I was breaking the scallop in half.
Mm.
Didn't stop
me. It's like same thing as like shucking an oyster. Is it the same process? Like you got to pry it open and remove the scallop?
Other than they're both a shell, I don't know. You know, I don't know. But, you know, I YouTubed it. I looked it, but I didn't do it. You're like supposed to stick a spoon in. So, you know, it stays together as a whole. But it was a lot of fun. Not sports related, but it certainly was a great deal of fun. You've already made a reference to it a couple times coming up after the top of the hour. Iconic. And I did do a little research on Bob Eubanks. Did you see some of the stuff this guy has done?
No, but I mean, he's just an iconic figure from my childhood. I mean, it seemed like he was on every game show back in my youth.
Well, name three that he was on.
Well, the Newlywed Game.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't do the research. I didn't look back.
he did Card Sharks.
I don't. Okay, Card Sharks.
They're the two that I remember. But he did a lot in the music world. He was a disc jockey first. Then he got involved in country music, where he produced and was involved with Dolly Parton. I made the list. I don't have it in front of me. He produced the Beatles tour when they were here in the States. He was instrumental in Dolly Parton's career. So it wasn't just the Newlywed Game. You know, that's where most of us remember. Like, I didn't know any of that other stuff. You know, we don't.
Right.
Yeah, me either. You don't do research, and I normally don't do it until we know who we're having on. And, you know, I didn't know anything about it. So, Bob Eubanks will be coming to town on the 28th through the 31st for the Tampa Bay Comic Convention. And that's where Loretta Swit will be. That's where Jamie Farr will be. Definitely will be cool. We may head out there depending on if our plane lands. That's why Bob Eubanks is coming on. Did you see?
So cool.
Are you aware? Do you know what happened on last night's Ultimate Fighter?
I did not see. I didn't have TV down here, so I did not see it.
No internet or TV in Brazil. Okay, we're learning more about
it's tough.
So last night they were going for the clean sweep. It was 7-0 with Jason Knight winning last week.
Right.
Conor McGregor gets his first win.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So Rico DeSolo, who's from Boston, scheduled to be on in the third hour, pulls off a victory. Now the Rooster's running around like he's done something, and Conor McGregor. There's a comment that's made at the end, and Jason talked about this last week. I don't know if you caught it or if you remember, where he said that they've all said they're not going to Conor's team. You know, when the week before he went to Dana, he said, what's going to happen? Are we going to reshuffle? What are we going to do? At the very end of the program last night, one of the fighters says, Jason Knight said he'll leave before he'll go to Conor McGregor's team.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So now I'm going to ask Jason about that, and I'm not going to ask him, you know, anything more than that was the comment that was said at the end of the show last night. Did you hear it? What are your thoughts? Only talk about up through last night. Obviously, I've gotten enough people mad at me. I don't need to get anybody else. So we will do that up till then. So let's, speaking of Jason Knight, let's go hit this break. When we come back, we'll reach out to him. Hopefully, he can get a couple minutes break from his real job. And we will have Jason Knight when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Scott Hamilton. You're listening to, or maybe you're not, to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Enjoy the show.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is.
As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Tournament to Pizza, Matt down there in Brazil. It's 45 after the hour. That means it's update time. Let's welcome to the program again this week, Jason Knight. Jason, how are you?
Doing good, man. I was taking a little break at work. They're working on some electrical stuff, so the whole shop shut down right this minute. So got as much time as I need.
Well, we do appreciate the time. Before we talk about last night's episode, it's hard to believe we are in 8 weeks already. Did it fly by as fast doing the filming as it seems this last 2 months have gone?
Yeah, man. Honestly, in the beginning, it seemed like time was just creeping by. And then as you get close to the end, it's like, oh, my God, that month just went by so fast. We got like 6 days left.
Where are we? And again, we're only talking through last night's episode. Where are we in the filming as of right now? How long have you been filming?
I think right now we're at like 2.5 weeks, something like that. 2.5, almost 3 weeks. And I think that, you know, we're getting ready for the semifinal matchups, and all of that happened the last week.
Okay. Last night, obviously, the final fight, the eighth fight to get through really session number one. What was the emotions like leading up to that fight? And then obviously we now know the results. And after, now that Connor finally has a fighter that's going to move on.
Leading up to that fight, we were all, you know, just happy-go-lucky. We knew for sure that we were getting, you know, our eighth win. We thought that there was no chance that Rico would come out there and get a win. So the whole team was just expecting, you know, another win. And honestly, I lost a bet because of it. Most people around the world don't know what a U-Daddy is, but I bet two U-Daddies that, you know, Rico was gonna get beat, and I wound up owing out a couple U-Daddies.
Well, I guess you need to tell us what a U-Daddy is.
All right, so for instance, if I lose to you, if I lose two U-Daddies and you turn around at any point in time, you could say something like, hey, Jason, who's the toughest guy in this house? I have to respond with U-Daddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Well, speaking of that, who's the toughest in the house, and we're leapfrogging past the fight as we watched, and Dana's asking every fighter and both coaches, who's the toughest, who's this, who's that? I was kind of like, nobody's saying Jason Knight. You're the number one seed in the weight class, and everybody is kind of overlooking you. Again, we're only talking through last night's episode. Give me your thoughts as you saw that. I don't know if you knew that beforehand.
The thing is with that, I was the lightest guy in the house. I was lighter than some of the 35ers, you know, before they cut weight. So, you know, of course, they're going to pick me as the easiest fight. You know, they're going to try to get the smaller guy. And, you know, that's usually the best thing in their interest to, you know, have the size advantage, have the strength advantage. So, you know, I don't blame any of them for thinking, you know, that I'm probably the easiest matchup, because in all honesty, with the other three killers on the team, I probably was the easiest matchup. You know, I've got a lot of skills and I'm dangerous everywhere it goes, but so are my teammates. Every one of them, they're very skilled. They're very dangerous. And on top of that, they have 15, almost 20 pounds on me. So, you know,
it's definitely to their advantage to get a fight with me versus one of the other guys.
By you responding the way you just did, Jason, it's kind of showing your character throughout the episodes as well. But it is solidifying what you said, how close-knit you guys are. You know, if you were not as close as you have become, you might have said things differently. Yeah, I was offended. Yeah, I think. I'm starting to buy that you guys really did get along very well.
Yeah, man. Me, Austin, Hurt, and Roosevelt, we all slept in the same room all the way up until the day that we fought. You know, we woke up that morning, you know, we cut weight together, even though we're fighting each other. You know, we all had a smile on our face, even on fight day. At weigh-in, you know, everybody's happy-go-lucky, smiling, shaking hands. No kind of mean mugging and trash talking just because that's our opponent now. So that, regardless of what happens, you're my brother today, you'll be my brother tomorrow. Whenever we step in that cage, you know, something's a little different. You know, the switch flips and we're not friends for, you know, that 10 or 15 minutes, however long it's got to be. But as soon as it's done and over with, we're going to hug it out. We're going to go back to, you know, being brothers pretty much.
Okay, and then, you know, finally, and again, and I keep reiterating, we're only talking up through last night's episode. I'm sure we'll be able to talk more about this next week, depending on what they show. At the very end of the show last night, and you've talked about it last week, you know, some of the things that you guys were saying, what if. I don't know if you caught it. One of the fighters said, Jason Knight said he would leave before he would go to Conor McGregor's team.
Yeah, man, and I meant that wholeheartedly. I was, you know, for me, yeah, this is a great opportunity. You know, I would love to get back to the UFC, but you call me every Wednesday and I'm at work. I make money outside of fighting. I know how to work with my hands, and I'm not scared of that whatsoever. So for me, if I make it back to the UFC, great. If I don't make it back to the UFC, oh, well, my life goes on. You know, at one point in time, this was everything to me. This was all that there was, and there was, you know, nothing but fighting. But I'm at the age now to where I'm just trying to secure a future for my family, whether I have to do that, you know, through working my fingers to the bone or punching someone in the face. I'm good with it either way. And there was no way I was ever going to switch to Team McGregor. I would have happily told him to send me to the house.
Character. That's what all I can say. Character. Jason Knight, as always, sir, thank you very much for your time, for the update. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to you next week. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Absolutely. Jason Knight, our weekly correspondent. Good stuff there, Matt, huh?
I got to be the devil's advocate here. And
sure.
I mean, Jason, Connor's the biggest name in sport. I mean, you know, you got LeBron James on a global scale, it means. I mean, and being in Brazil right now, I know firsthand, nobody talks about martial arts like you would expect being in a place that produced so many champions in the UFC. You know, the culture here is football, you know, so which is American soccer. Right. But, I mean, you have access to being on this show under the UFC umbrella on the Tough Show, and you get switched to Conor McGregor, even if you don't personally like the man behind it all, to be that close to a superstar and to understand the mechanics of what makes him so special. I mean, there's value in all that. And I think Jason would be missing the opportunity, you know, personally to make this his dream, to make this a way for him to support his family forever.
Okay, hold on. Let me jump in. Yeah. Missing an opportunity, maybe, but there's such a thing as, you know, honor. There's such a thing as your credibility. You know, if somebody, did I tell the story of who I didn't put on the show from International Fight Week? Did I tell you that?
No.
Okay.
No.
So the UFC comes over to me. They ask me, could I get somebody on? It doesn't matter who it is. It really doesn't matter who it is. Just like it doesn't matter how much money you spend on a birthday party. It doesn't matter. So I have this person on. We BS'd a little bit before they came on. We then taped the interview, and then we were BSing a little bit after. the UFC comes over and says, we have Charles Oliveira. Would you like him? And I declined. I declined. You want to ask Steve Lene? You want to ask Jimmy? I declined. I didn't decline because it was Charles Oliveira. I declined because I was in the middle of a conversation. I'm already talking to somebody. You know, that's reputation. That's karma. That's all. I'm not going to then boot this person out. Like, hey, can you go? I've got another person here who wants to sit down. I believe, and you know where I hate the what ifs. We don't know until we're put into that situation. I believe it could have been John Jones. It could have been Amanda Nunes. It could have been Ronda Rousey. Maybe Dana White I might have, but probably I wouldn't. You know, it's just doing what you feel is right and wrong. Getting Charles Oliveira on the show obviously would have been great. But I'm not going to lower what I believe. And I believe that's the case with Jason. We've gotten to know Jason a little bit. You know, from the flag controversy and confrontation to he's now on every week. You know, the way he's told the opponent, the fighters from Conor's team he's trying to pick up after a loss. The dude is a quality guy, and I truly believe that if that was the case, he either would have left or will leave. We don't know. We still don't know what happens next week.
Right, sure, of course.
So,
make a broad statement like that when your dream is to go to the next level, to get back to, you know, the UFC, to, you know, the purpose of this show. You know, I think you take every opportunity you got. I get the morals and the standard and the respect and the you know, character. I get all that stuff. But, I mean, you're talking about the greatest showman in sport of modern era. And you have direct access to them to be a study under them. There's always something to learn, even from people that you don't agree with, either politically or
from
religion. It doesn't matter. You can learn anything from anyone. Even a homeless person on the street has a perspective that you can learn from. You know, so I don't know. I just think making a broad statement like that, like of I will not, I refuse, I'll quit, I'll walk away before I have to go to that team, I think is a mistake.
Well, you know, again, I understand your standpoint, and I understand his. And again, not to say it over and over and over, it's easy to say what you would and wouldn't do unless you're actually put in that circumstance. It's easy to say, I'm going to do this, and if it never happens, or when it comes time, if in fact they really do switch up, you know, they send, you know, Kurt to the other team, you know,
we know Brad Katona is all about Brad Katona, right? So, you know, like, and Jason, I get the teamwork and the camaraderie and like the brotherhood. I get all that.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. You know, I don't think the brotherhood and the team and, you know, Chandler, it's the fact that you're not Team Chandler and you've yelled at us. You've belittled us. You've done all the things that Conor McGregor is good at. Why would I want to change the color from red to blue? And if I go on to win, you get to walk around like a peacock, like you did something when you didn't do anything. You didn't get me here. I could support either one. You know, the flip side, not saying Brad Katona, but anybody else could say, I'll go wear it. He's not going to coach me. I mean, I fight in 2 days. What can he possibly do for me in 2 days? I'll wear the blue.
It's a game. It's a TV show, right? So like a Survivor, if you're on Survivor and they split up teams, or Big Brother and they split up teams, like that's it's a game, right? So, you know, if you can't really bring your personal morals and character into these kind of shows, not when the script is being controlled by a network or a narrative from a higher power.
Well, then if that's the case, and knowing how reality TV shows go, and knowing some in the Ultimate Fighter as well, where they'll show something and piece it together. And, you know, then don't you think that they should say, you know, in next week's episode that Jason's going to Conor? If it's all reality TV and it's all scripted and it's all, you know, for the shock value to see what Jason would do.
Yeah, that's a great narrative. I mean, right? That would be great. Yeah, of course.
Well,
yeah, I mean, look, fighting is a team sport. I mean, you know, and I know from being in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu schools and camps that, you know, there's a loyalty that runs deep. And there's an unwritten rule in martial arts that it's disrespectful to go train in another school when you're currently, you know, a part of another family, another association.
That's not true. That statement is not true.
What do you mean?
It's not true.
It absolutely is true.
It is not disrespectful to go to another facility to do training. It happens all the time.
A lot of people agree.
People think that, and Marcus Jones thought that when I got him to go train at Pat Miletich's gym. He thought he would be disrespectful to Rob Khan, and that's not the case. You're not leaving. You're not going and telling secrets. And it's kind of like what you just said. It's you can learn from everybody, you know, better your game by going and learning something at another gym, you know, for a week, for 10 days, for 2 weeks. I mean, guys travel to other gyms all the time. It happens all the time. We'll get back to it. Hold on. We'll get back to it. We're at the top of the hour. We've got to hit this. Bob Eubanks scheduled for when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.